VR W2T.
Morning, Rusty.
Well, did you get through with your breakfast, or are you still eating it?
Just sitting there watching TV with Bernice, and she's reading something. I don't know what. I doubt if you take it, but the Greer newspaper has been in business like 100 years, and they're shutting down.
And it does that, you know, and things are going that way, so it's what happens in life. And well, the Herald Journal, whose main office was in downtown Spartanburg for so many years, they're tearing down the old building where they were headquartered. I'm not sure what's going there. I think I read somewhere that there's a hotel going in there, so don't know. Guess we'll see when they get the land all cleared and start building whatever they're going to build there.
Yeah, this Gen Z or whatever they call it, I guess, is eliminating all of that and going to social media to drive you nuts. We enjoyed the Greer Citizen, and it only come once a week. And we did for a long time take the Greenville News, but they just kept going up and up and up in price, and then they cheated me three different times. And or two different times, and three times, shame on me. So I quit them. I still keep getting emails from them wanting me to come back, but there's never going to happen again. I don't like to be cheated.
So I used to get the Herald Journal too, and after they messed me up, I just quit and never went to the online version, and never and. Now, I subscribed to it for 6 months because I got it for like cheap, and after the 6 months, I didn't renew it. So, and I just let it go with that, and haven't gone back to it. So, anyway, it's what's happening, but you know, you see things like that, and. So, yeah, you do what you got to do, as they say.
Yeah, I can't imagine how fast that's growing over there in Spartanburg. I knew it was here, but as we go over there to Sam's and that, it's just swamped every time, and the apartments coming up around there by the thousands, and it's just totally amazing. They're overloading the roads, and they couldn't update them fast enough, I don't think, if they wanted to. But I don't know. I have a saying for that, but I can't say it on the radio. Well, we got, like I said, 1.25 inches of rain. At first, it looked like it was all going to dissipate or go around us, but then we got a nice, gentle rain for quite a number of hours. And I guess there's chances each day this week. So that's really good because, man, that ground was parched.
All of my plants are now enjoying the fact that they got to watered yesterday, so, and plenty of it. But, you know, I was glad to see that come, too. I could, of course, I shut down the radios and everything because about the time it started, it was about time, net times, and it thundered and lightened over here for about an hour. So I just shut everything down, left it, didn't even go back to the radio. And so I had it all turned off and left it that way. But anyway, what's on your plans for today?
We're going to Aldi's. Any place else, Bernice? Sometimes we go to Walmart across the street. But that's about it. And I did the same thing last night. I never even turned them on. I checked into the 610 net with Patrick. But that was all I done. I didn't plug the HF antennas in. We didn't get a lot of lightning around here, But boy, when I looked at it on radar and brought up lightning, there was a bunch of it around.
It's around over here too, so it did its thing. And like I said, I got I set it up so I shut things down, unplugged everything, and turned off what needed to be turned off, and kept it going like that. So anyway, just I'd give you a holler this morning. Be careful out there running around on the roads. Those roads are wet today, so any oil that was in the roads came up, and it's going to be a little slick out there. I watched a car go down the road a while ago, and he was kind of slipping and sliding a little bit on the road in front of my house. And you were talking about everything being built up. I've got probably two new, at least one more housing development coming up near me, and possibly two apartment complexes. So it's all getting over here where, you know, it's getting so that I'm getting crowded in and crowded out. I used to live in the country, but not anymore. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T. Talk to you later.
I'm a neighbor. All upset about him building that house over behind us, but it's a couple hundred yards back. But he's going to wait till the fall and rent a bobcat and clear off a lane back there and plant those trees, those green, fast-growing evergreens, so he can't see that house. I'm sure you'll be able to see it with the leaves off. But it ain't worrying me that bad. But we'll see how it goes. It might turn out to be good neighbors. But yeah, I feel for you. He said the same thing. And when he moved there 30 years ago, they moved there to be out in the country. And now there ain't no country. But I heard a good one yesterday. I always told Bernice, I said, no matter how good a concrete it is, it eventually cracks. And some old boy, I can't forget where it was at, and his house was built on a concrete foundation, and it had cracked and flooded the whole house, and he was trying to get insurance on it. And because it damaged, I guess they put the water lines and utilities down in that and then come up through it. And would that be a mess? I'm telling you. Anyways, I'll catch you out mobile after a while. We're getting ready to head out there in about the next half hour or so. W2T and 0TR. Have a nice day, Rusty.